I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. We're starting just a little bit late. We thought we had one more coming. If he comes, we'll just get him checked in when he gets here. So, good evening and welcome to the monthly meeting of the Blair Airport Authority. We usually meet at 7 o'clock on the third Tuesday?
Yep,
of every month. It just seems quick this month, doesn't it? Every month in the Blair City Council Chambers. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct the business of the Blair Airport. The meeting will follow the agenda made available inside the entrance door, and a copy of the Nebraska Open Meeting Law is posted at the entrance door and the back door back there. Direct your remarks to the members of the authority, please. Do not speak directly to other members of the audience and limit your comments to 3 minutes so that others have equal opportunity to address this body. City of Blair officials that typically attend these meetings are myself, I'm the chairman, Dave Johnson. Marty Rumpf is our secretary. Dan Hunt is not here yet. He's the vice chair, Wes Bedke and Faye Jones. Phil Green is the Blair City Administrator and the Blair Airport Manager. And he's right there. He's moved seats. Aaron Barrow is the Assistant Blair City Administrator. And thank you for your interest in the Blair Airport. We appreciate your interest and participation. Can we have a roll call, please?
Dr. Faye Jones.
Here.
Marty Rump is me. Dr. Dave Johnson.
Here.
Dan Hunt, currently absent. And Wes Bedke.
Present.
Okay. Next item is item number 3 of the approval of minutes from the March 18, 2025 regular meeting. You have copies in front of you there. Any questions, deletions, additions?
I'll make a motion to approve the March minutes.
Motion approved by Rump. Do I have a second? Second by Jones. Please indicate your votes. Financial reports is item number 4. You have the 4 reports presented before you. Do you have any questions on any of these? And just a reminder, we are now into our second quarter. So, and we're looking pretty good on track.
I'll just point out the, I believe you got from Aaron the project list that has the project numbers associated that they match up when you're looking at the claims every month, so you can kind of just tell if it's for the roadway relocation or the runway extension or the South Hangar expansion. So we have a lot of things going at once. So thank you for That's getting helpful. That list to us.
That helps, yes, a lot. Anything else for anybody?
Nobody has anything, I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion approved by Bedke. Second, please.
I'll second those.
Second by Rump, I'm sorry.
You're good.
Please indicate your vote.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Presentation of the annual report by the Omaha Soaring Club. Gentlemen.
So I'm Steve Rasmussen. I'm with the Omaha Soaring Club. Normally I have to provide my address and stuff. Can you still read all that officially or shall I just?
I think since you're on the agenda, you can just present. Awesome. Yeah.
And then Bud Shaw, we're going to kind of do this together, is the president of the Omaha Soaring Club. So like you said, once a year we are here to brief the Airport Authority on our operations. So let's go ahead and go to the next slide. Oh, awesome.
So if you want to stand at the mic, that way everybody can hear.
Okay.
It's a big crowd.
All right. So a little bit of our flight statistics. That was just a picture we took this year. So going back into our history books, I don't think we've ever done this before, but we were established as a club in the mid-1980s. We kind of picked 1985 because we're not exactly sure of the date. And then we started flying out of the Blair Airport in the early 90s. Again, we kind of picked 92. We knew it was before 95. Now, we did have a record of all the flights we've had. So in the 32 years we've been at Blair, we've had over 11,000 glider flights. And we've purchased almost 27,000 gallons of avgas, if you can believe that. So a little bit about those glider flights, and we'll get into that in some of our yearly totals as well. But when we're calling it a glider flight, that's actually four aircraft operations. It's a takeoff by the tow plane, a takeoff by the glider, landing by the tow plane, landing by the glider. So, all right. So a little bit of our flight statistics. The most recent year, 2024, kind of going across the different gliders we have, but the total flights by year, you can see is we had 509 sorties again. But as far as aircraft operations, in accordance with the FAA, how they count that, that's times four. So we had over 2,000 operations last year, close to 3,000 operations the year prior. And you can see how we kind of picked up in the last 5 years or so. All right. A little bit of information about the club, how big we are. 2024, we've had about, we're kind of in the low 30s to mid 30s as far as members go. Full members, 27 last year. Associate members would be those members that are maybe aging out or just tow pilots or instructors. They don't have to pay full dues. And then we have youth under 18 years old. And I'd have to say we had one 14-year-old, he's a 15-year-old now solo student out here at the Blair High School. And then I had a 17-year-old, solo as a 16-year-old, that got his glider license last year as a junior at Westside High School. So we're trying to involve the youth as well. But anything to add here?
No, I think that's...
Okay, questions? Good. Okay, so flight accomplishments, we have anywhere between usually, you know, 2 to 5 people obtain either upgrades in their certificates or obtain basic glider licenses. The picture on the left, the guy in the middle, is my 17-year-old Westside student, as he obtained his private license towards the end of last year. And then the guy in the middle on the right-hand side is our club treasurer who obtained his commercial glider licenses last year. So just 2 last year. But we have anywhere between 2, 3, sometimes as many as 5. Yeah, in the past 4 years, we've had 12 new upgrades or new glider pilots. Notable events. That's a notable event. That picture was taken, pointed to the south last year, and you can see that awesome cloud, right? That's what we're looking for. Unfortunately, to the southeast, that cloud was about 5 miles from us, so that was over Class Charlie, and we couldn't get there, but it makes a great picture.
It's a great picture.
But it says he was flying a glider. We had one of our members, you know, we try to spread the word a little bit about the glider club flying out at the Blair Airport. So we had a guy take his, he was invited to take his glider, disassemble it, and assemble it at the Offutt Air Show this year. He said he had a line of kids, when he got the canopy open, just continuously stretched. Eventually had to close the canopy because, I mean, he had dozens and dozens of children wanting to sit in his glider. We have a club cookout every year. We try to get the word to the board. You guys are invited. I'd like to actually do a cookout at the same time as we do a flying event and then, you know, offer rides to anybody on the board as well. So I've said that about every year. Nobody's taken me up on it yet. Aaron's got a standing offer to Rolf. I think that's a thanks, but no thank you. And that's the club room there that we renovated a few years ago. I think we had pictures before, but that came out really nice. That is not the club room. That is the room that we got, that Aaron, or the board, allowed us to use behind our Pawnee in the hangar next to where the club room is at. We're in the process of doing a lot of demo and renovating the inside. Quite frankly, we didn't know what was inside that room until we got the key. I don't think we had a key. I think we had to kind of work our way into it. But you can see all the black on the wall. That's black carpet backing because the entire room was covered floor and wall in red shag carpeting. It was hideous. It was like we thought we were going to find something interesting inside. Red shag carpeting on the walls. So anyhow, we hope to get it clean out so we can at least use it as a storage, maybe put some shelves in there. Maybe put a simulator in there at some point. Our future plans, we've been looking at maybe upgrading on again, off again, another glider, another two-seat trainer. Our beautiful Pawnee there is in the middle of a restoration. You can see the back two-thirds of the Pawnee is all new. It's all new fabric, new paint. We just didn't extend it anywhere beyond the back two-thirds. The plan is to do recover the wings at the end of this year. And then there's a simulator that maybe eventually down the road we're looking at. All right, so let's go back here. So we've had a lot of operations. We've got a really kind of a growing club. The last 4 years, we really picked up number of flights. We hope that we are leaving a small enough footprint that we're not bothering anybody. We know we do work with some of the business jet pilots down there that know our operation. We continually work with them to make sure we're not interfering with anybody's ops. And it's always come back, unless you're hearing otherwise, that we're getting along well with everybody. All right, so obviously we're worried a little bit about progress, and not that we're opposed to progress, but we have some questions. So we use the grass runway. Does this have a pointer on it, Aaron?
Yeah, top button.
Okay. So we use this grass runway right here. And there's three areas that I guess maybe if you could share some information. This structure is either an enhanced holding area, I've heard it called that, or it is a high capacity run-up area, I think is what the FAA calls it. That would shut this grass down and make it unusable. So our question is, and I've looked at your estimate that you have with the state of Nebraska, I think on the cost sharing, I didn't see that the structure was in the estimate. Is that being built, or is that just something that was like a potential structure? Or is that still a decision that's not been made?
Is it on the AOP?
It is shown on the AOP. It could be. Right now, the FAA is not designing or placing this type of structure on the site airport,
right. But
we're still in the beginning scoping phase of the project. Right now, it's not shown
okay.
with this extension, but I can't say for the future, it never will be, but okay. I have not seen them put anything like this on.
So the cost sharing estimate that I'm referring to, I think was done about a year ago or so. I don't know if you know what I'm referring to.
No, but
it's filed with the state of Nebraska. And it's got the individual unit items in it. You know, I kind of backed into it on the square yards of concrete, and I'm pretty sure it's not included.
It's not included right now.
Okay, awesome. That's awesome. I mean, it's
but we're still, I mean, awesome. They're still in the design phase. So
again, as a point, you know, we are considered by the FAA, since we have more than 500 operations per year, a regular use aircraft activity or a critical aircraft activity, which I think are defined as the same. Yes?
Your critical aircraft is more what your airport is designed for. So I don't know that we could utilize your aircraft as the critical aircraft. They're looking at their critical aircraft more as the B2 large aircraft.
Okay. I guess the way I read it was, is once you hit 500, you could be considered a critical aircraft.
Right. But again, the definition for that critical aircraft is what helps you design your airport
okay. Dimensions
and radiuses, and they want their critical aircraft to be B2 large aircraft,
okay. Not,
otherwise they wouldn't get this extension.
Would Olson have taken input from all the users at the airport at some point? Because I don't think we were ever asked. Okay. We don't have to.
Well, we have to use the TMFSC recording from the FAA. Even if we came out and asked you how many operations you did, they will base all of their calculations for the design of an airport only on that TMFSC report.
Okay.
So if you're not reporting all of these flights, then that will not show up on the TMFSC.
So am I reporting those flights right now?
I don't know that answer.
I guess I don't know how to report the flights.
We've
been doing this every year, giving the statistics.
Yeah. Right now we're tracking operations with software that runs on the ADS-B.
Yeah,
so if you're all equipped with that, they should be reflected in our statistics.
you know, a couple, a few of the gliders have ADS-B. Our tow plane's got mode C. I don't know if that's going to work for you.
No, I think this particular, the scanner and the software operates exclusively off the ADS-B returns, if I'm understanding that right.
That or a filed flight plan.
Oh, okay. Or yeah.
You know, ever how you do, we want to get along with you guys, and hopefully we get a little bit of you know, concern about maintaining these operations if it's at all possible. And mm-hmm. and we're hoping that, you know, the counts that we're giving you are something that may or may not help you with your estimates or your approvals as well. All right, so that is one. That would shut down the graphs that we use. But there's more. This one I don't understand, and it's termed an ultimate private fueling facility. And I guess our concern with that is we would like to see airport property maintained as a public use land. So if that were built, if that were approved, some private operator would move in there and would essentially shut down glider operations on that grass.
Do you know the history of that?
I can answer that, yeah. I can tell you how it got there. We had a tenant that wanted to bring in his own fuel farm and wanted to take up a lot of space for a fuel farm where we are stacking large hangars now. And he wanted a fuel farm in there for his own private use. And we couldn't tell him, no, you can't have it, but we could locate it to someplace where he wouldn't want it. So that is our discouragement. And I don't expect it to ever get used.
Okay.
And without mentioning any names or anything else, yeah. I think that explains it fairly well.
Okay. And again, if our opinion counts at all, we'd just like to be on the record that we'd love that grass to remain public use. All right. And the last one. Right there. And I guess that's the hardest one for us to say we can't agree with it because we understand it. You know, expansion of the T-hangers. So if they... And I don't know if that's a five-year project, a two-year project, or maybe even a 10-year-out project. But if those hangars do get built to the northwest there, that would interfere with a great portion of the grass that we use. Now, the only workaround could be, and I'll just put an option out there, not expecting anybody to grab onto it. You know, as much, if that's 400, 500 feet maybe, you know, I would propose... If that turnaround area doesn't get built on the northwest end, there'd be room to move this grass, which isn't really a runway, it's just a grass area, out another 400 or 500 feet. Bottom line is we've been here for a long time. We think we add a little bit of value to the city of Blair's airport. We bring in maybe some public off the highways that you won't get, you know, with the jet operations when they fly in and those guys just drive south. It's really been a great place for us. We'd like to stay here. If that grass would ever get shut down, I don't think we'd relocate, but we would probably, as difficult as it may be for us, try to operate off the concrete. That would mix us into the other traffic more than we are now. We don't want that, but there's really no other alternative other than using the concrete or potentially even using, which I think can be used, we need a little more research, the runway safety areas as takeoff and landing areas. That's done at some locations. I think the FAA doesn't necessarily oppose that, but we're not saying that's something that is easy to do either without some more coordination. But we would love this, we think this grass is pretty special. You know, a lot of airports anymore are doing away with all their grass. It adds a little bit more for the public to come in and see what's going on. And we'd just like to say it's an awesome area. We'd like to continue to use it and do what we can. And that's it. Is there questions for us, for Bud?
I just maybe to make sure I'm understanding. So the part, what we're looking at here is the general aviation hangars on the north end. The ones on the right, which are the furthest south on this exhibit, are I don't know if those are replacements for the ones that are already there, but I think the setbacks are...
One, two, three, four. I would say, I think you're going to rebuild those, but I think those four probably take the same footprint up. So it would be these three right here that would actually impede into the grass that we're using.
Yeah, so as they're shown now, the setbacks are the same as they are now, but I understand that shortens that area. As far as expanding, I'm not quite sure with the highway alignment. That county road is being eliminated to the north as part of the project, so that's something that we could, you know, we could discuss as the overall plan goes on. Currently the new hangars for the general aviation side are kind of on the, I'm not going to say they're lower priority, but there's less, you know, funding and interest on those right now. So that's a little bit further down the kind of the future planning, I guess I would say. But personally, I like to promote the general aviation side as much as the executive side. So thank you for your, I mean, you've done obviously some research about this, and you know, with all this change going on, I appreciate your interest, and we'll definitely consider it.
So one more quick question, as far as construction schedule, and again, understanding that funding may not be as logical maybe as it used to be, that's the right way to say it. Do we expect dirt work to happen this year and pavement to happen next year? Is that a possibility, or is it all going to be pushed out a few years?
If everything goes smooth, which is a big caveat, if everything goes as planned, yes, that would be the plan.
Okay.
But having said that, the ribbon cutting on Highway 133 between Blair and Highway 36 was 13 years after its projected completion.
Yeah, gotcha. I used to work public funds and construction.
So if everything went perfect, yes, but who knows a fair answer.
We would like to, if Olson's doing the design, I don't know if you are or not.
Yes, they are.
If it does get to a design and you get some drawings up, we would like to consider maybe being able to look at those drawings and add maybe potential comments. We see that there's a potential way to keep the grass open during the construction. There's no reason the contractor can't come in from the northwest and leave this grass open. But we just like to have if possible.
Well, I mean, everything's looked at a public meeting, so if you keep an eye on the agenda, you'll be able to see when we have agreements and contracts coming up for that.
Okay.
It'll probably be sometime next year, you know, for that kind of grading plan. But and again, at least speaking as the airport manager, we're very, very happy to have a sorting club out there. The reality is, obviously, we've got large, long-term projects to have to be working on, and so we'll accommodate you as much as we can.
Yes.
But if the time comes when we can't, we'll definitely let you know ahead of time and try to work with you as much as we can.
And we appreciate that. And like I said, you guys have standing offers if you want a flight. We operate most Saturdays and Sundays. If the weather's nice, we'll be out there. Come on by and fly with us.
Good.
Anyhow, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 6 is consider awarding a contract to Hinton Trenching for a corporate hangar area expansion sanitary sewer project contingent upon NDOT concurrence.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Board. Phil Green, again, Airport Manager and City of Blair, City Administrator. First thing I'd like you to ask you to do, if you would, is to go ahead and receive and place on file the bid tabulations for the grading plan.
What happened to bidder number 4?
Bidder number 4, did we have one drop out that we thought was going to be
presented? We have 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. No, 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, I'm sorry. And it mentioned 7 bidders, but one of them isn't in there.
Oops, it was 5.
Okay.
Okay. That day is coming.
All right. So, do we need a motion to replace the bids on file?
Yes.
I would entertain a motion to do such, to receive the bids and for corporate hangar area expansion sanitary sewer project.
Second.
Did you move?
I moved to approve that.
Motion by Jones. Do I have a second?
Yeah, second to accept the bids there.
Second yep. by Rump. We need to vote on that, please.
All members present voting aye.
Okay, so the bids are placed and received and placed on file. And now awarding of the contract.
Yep, absolutely. I think you were referencing on the Olson agreement where it lists the four ran away for some reason. So that's why it has 5 and 6.
Sorry.
That number happens sometimes. I've seen it happen. So yeah, there were 5 bids received. You can see what the engineer's estimate was for $315,805. Bids. Fairly wide spread, all the way from the top bid, which was way out of line with most everything else, at the $603,541, all the way down to the low bid of the $165,636.50 from Hinton Trenching. Most of you are aware Hinton Trenching has done work previously on the airport site, very involved here in the Blair area, so very good contractor, easy for us to work with, so very excited for that. So I guess without further ado, unless you have any questions, I would recommend to you that you consider awarding the bid then to Hinton Trenching in the amount of the $165,636.50.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept the bid of Hinton Trenching for the sanitary sewer project for the corporate hangar area.
And I should add that it was the caveat was contingent upon NDOT's approval.
Contingent upon NDOT.
Yes.
Concurrence. Yes.
I'll second.
Motion by Rump, second by Badke. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries. Consider resolution 2025-3 approving the addendum to the bus land purchase agreement.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have an addendum to the agreement that we completed with the buses previously. If you'll recall, they had originally wanted us to put $20,000 down for their land purchase, and if for whatever reason we did not purchase the land, they would receive that full $20,000 as liquidated damages. Upon further discussion with Larry Bus, he requested that we make an amendment to the agreement where we would split the down payment that was put on the land should the purchase of the land fall through. And so this addendum allows us to make that split, and that then plays into agenda item number 8, but we'll need to approve this first to move forward.
I'll introduce resolution 2025-3 approving the addendum to the land purchase agreement.
That is a motion. Do we have a second on there to introduce, and Jones to introduce the resolution? Indicate your votes, please.
All members present voting aye.
Okay, resolution has been introduced. Would you do the reading, please? Do you have to do a reading of the resolution?
Council does it one way.
Okay.
So normally what we do is we don't have to read the resolutions anymore. Council passed a resolution to do that.
Resolution.
I don't know what we have to do here.
I'll read the resolution if you want. I don't care.
Do you want to waive the reading of the resolution? Make a motion to waive the reading of the resolution?
Well, the thing is they already made a motion to adopt.
Yeah. That's so.
I mean, we've not read the previous ones when we approved the last several months. So.
All right.
Okay.
Let's not do it then.
Well, it's been introduced, so I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-3 as described in the attachment, addendum to the bus land agreement.
I'll second that.
Motion by Rump, second by Jones.
Okay, you're on
that. Approve the addendum to the land bus purchase.
They already passed it. So
we're at 12 steps in. We're on number 4 again.
Because you passed this one.
Just for you. I don't know. She's not your boss.
That's okay. It's okay.
Well, no. It's okay. I'm just kidding.
Shut it off.
Heather, crap.
It's because they're hearing more.
So if you want another motion, you're going to have to go to the board or something.
We don't need another motion.
Okay.
No.
All right. So now one agenda item, number one. Okay, so you're on the right one. Now I'm going to take that one. Okay, so you can go ahead and go to the next agenda item.
Okay, that motion passed then?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Resolution 2025-4, also regarding the bus farm lease.
So for this particular agenda item, the bus farm lease is to rent Peterson property. The reason that we did the $20,000 split is because in doing the math on what it would cost for Larry Bus to farm the Peterson property, it was approximately $10,000. And so rather than having him pay rent, he requested that we just do the split on that deposit moving forward. So the farm lease that is before you tonight states he pays $0 in rent for the 2025 lease rental period only. Next year, this particular farm lease will go back out to the public for bid, and someone else could very easily pick this up. The farm lease is modeled off of all of your other farm leases that you have currently, and the only change is that he does have that $0 rent fee currently.
Okay. So I need a motion and a second to. No, we already did that with the last one.
Just introduce it. Yep. Don't need a motion to introduce it.
I'll introduce resolution 2025-4.
There you go.
Second, please.
No. It's just an introduction.
It's an introduction, so.
It's basically a formal way for her to announce that it's going to be voted on.
Okay.
And then you'll take a motion in a second.
Yeah, because we can go ahead and do what we do for council.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for council, you can say.
We need a motion and a second.
You will have to let her introduce it first.
So, okay. Resolution number 2025-4 was introduced by board member Betke, approving the bus fund lease.
Yeah, so that just kind of introduces it. Now, if you're really interested, this will be bold, if you're really interested, you can do better than the council even, and we'll do it the way it should be done, and that is you start with the introduction. And then you have all the conversation and the discussion, and then at the very end, somebody makes a motion and potentially a second to pass it. So technically, the way it should work is the introduction just simply says, we're going to discuss this issue now, and it puts it, in a sense, on the table for everybody to talk about. Unfortunately, Blair historically has just kind of played this game of we've gotten up, we've talked about it all, and then you have to officially go through the motion. So you do this kind of weird introduce it. They read it, so everybody agrees that's what we're going to vote on now, and then somebody makes the motion to go forward with it.
I think I was trying to do a hybrid or something along those lines.
Yeah. So we kind of do it in a weird way, but if you want, we'll help you learn to do it the right way. Maybe you could then come influence the council.
Now you're ready for motion and a second, though.
Yeah. Motion and a second to approve resolution 2025-4. Regarding the bus farm lease.
So I'll move that resolution 2025-4 be adopted.
Motion by Runt, do I have a second?
Second
by Jones, indicate your votes, please.
All members present voting aye.
Okay, now we have another resolution.
And just for fun, I'll play with you. Somebody want to introduce this resolution? You want a conversation?
I'll introduce resolution 2025-5 regarding the airport layout plan.
You want us to read it now?
Sure.
Okay.
Resolution 2025 was introduced by Rump, authorizing the airport authority chairperson to sign the as-built airport layout plan. Reflecting the improvements from the obstruction removal process.
All right, thank you. So that's the item that's on the floor, if you will, for now, for a discussion. Just a couple brief comments. This is an updated airport layout plan. Obviously, this ends up being the official document, as far as the FAA is concerned, on
both where you're at right now as well as where you might be going in the future. And so this kind of clears things up, removes any of the obstructions that had been there previously for the long-term expansion of the runway. Also shows the relocated snow removal equipment building and some things like that. So basically, we just need your approval to approve your acknowledgement to approve this tonight. There is going to be a signature little block that the chairman would sign. That's going to get officially placed on these documents as well, showing that they're the signed approved plans.
So at this point, we need a motion to approve the resolution between BTA and NDOT for Division of Aeronautics to submit a grant application for land acquisition.
I'm down
one more.
Yeah.
Okay. Between to obtain federal assistance for runway.
No, previously one previously.
Even one more. I'm going way too fast.
Number nine.
As build airport layout plan. There we go. I was looking for layout plan in there and I didn't see it. Reflecting the improvements from the obstruction removal process.
Unless you have any other questions for me.
I'll make a motion to authorize the Airport Authority Chairperson to sign the as-built airport layout plan.
Motion by Rump. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Bedke. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries. Number 10 is a resolution 2025-6. Approving agreement between BTA and NDOT allowing to submit a grant application for land acquisition.
I'll introduce resolution 2025-6 for discussion.
Resolution 2025-6 was introduced by Marty Rump, approving an agreement between BTA and NDOT allowing Division of Aeronautics to submit a grant between application for land acquisition.
He's happy now.
All right, I'm very happy. Guys. Thank you. You're all doing well. So what you have in front of you tonight is all the federal application paperwork as well as an actual grant request form to be submitted on behalf of the Blair Airport Authority to obtain the funding that we need for the land acquisition. Obviously, we already have a contract, a purchase order in place with Mr. Buss. We've kept the FAA and NDOT Aeronautics involved in that process all the way along, so they're well aware of what it is that we're looking at doing. And with your approval tonight, then, we can move forward and have the grant application signed, get that in process. Their anticipation is that those funds would then become available to us later this summer. Some of the expenses that we've had in the past may be able to be reimbursed, and then it'll basically just sit there for us waiting for the crops to come in the fall, which is what the lease agreement or the purchase agreement calls for. And then once those crops are in, we can go ahead and move forward with the closing. Between now and then, I will let you know exactly how we're going to plan on doing the short-term financing. There'll be about a 30 to 60 day window there, where obviously we have to expend the monies, then demonstrate to the FAA that we've expensed it, and then they'll reimburse us.
No questions? If there are none, no questions, I need a motion to approve the resolution between BTA and NDOT allowing the Division of Aeronautics to submit a grant application for land acquisition.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bedke, do I have a second? Second by Jones. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries. Resolution 2025-7 is approving agreement between BTA and NDOT to be submitted by the FAA to obtain federal assistance for runway 1331 extension design.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oh, I'll have somebody introduce it. Sorry.
I would like to introduce resolution 2025-7 related to FAA federal assistance for the runway expansion.
Resolution 2025-7 was introduced by Marty Rump, approving an agreement between VTA and NVOP Division of Aeronautics to be submitted by the FAA to obtain federal assistance for runway 13-31 extension design.
All right, thank you. So this, what you have before you tonight, we have several agreements. Obviously, the one that just got approved was for purchasing of the land. And that includes the actual grant application that's going to be going in. In many ways, this is a pre-grant application that basically gets it into their system. We're continuing to work closely with them, but don't have the details nailed down to actually have you fill out the actual grant application itself. That'll come sometime down the road. Keep in mind, you've not even really considered or seen and considered yet the agreement with Olson for the actual design work itself. She's continuing to have some discussions with the FAA. I think they had, what did you say, 12 or 15, you know, something like that, items of feedback to be considered. One of the challenges right now is it looks like they're requesting more and more things be designed and required to be installed than what had previously been considered, which is raising the cost substantially, potentially, for the project. Now, the challenge is, will they then have funds to back that up? And it's a combination of federal funds working through the state and whether that's available or not. Obviously, the ultimate request for the special funds that were approved by Senator Fisher's office would be nice in this regard because those were guaranteed funds. And so those would be very, very helpful. So as we're continuing to work on the design, we're continuing to work with another pre-application to go back to Senator Fisher's office. That's due sometime next week. So we'll keep you up to date next month on kind of the process of all that going forward. But right now we're wrestling with what exactly is it we're going to be designing. But right now, this is just the pre-application, and so with your authorization tonight, we'll get this documentation filled out and at least get that process started. Anything else you'd like to add? Any questions?
There's no discussion. I need a motion to approve resolution 2025-7.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2025-7 as presented.
Bedke moved. Do I have a second? Second Jones, please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Okay, motion carries. Number 12 is resolution 2025-8.
If someone would like to introduce that.
I'll introduce resolution 2025-8.
Resolution 2025-8 was introduced by Marty Rump, authorizing the Blair Airport Authority to enter into a state grant agreement with the Nebraska Department of Transportation Aeronautics Division for project number VTASA-10 to obtain state financial aid in the amount of $981,000, a local match of $109,000 for the development of the self corporate hangar expansion project.
All right, thank you. See, if I just write those even longer, you'll explain everything, and I can just stand here.
Good.
Look good. I appreciate that.
I didn't give any warning.
Yeah. It's true. We didn't warn her. She might have to read her face. So. Just going to reconsider this job. All right, so another resolution, another grant. This one, though, happens to be utilizing just state funds and not federal funds, which the other ones had been. And this is all regarding, again, that South Corporate Hangar expansion project that we've been working on. And so now we're back to the original grant that was proposed by the state. This is the one, then, that because the grading contract or the grading bids that came in were sufficiently low enough that they allowed us to expand the scope of work for this particular grant to include then the bidding that you just awarded tonight to Hinton Trenching to include then the sanitary sewer and the septic field. So we're very, very happy with being able to utilize all of these funds. Again, it's $981,000 of state funds that is going to be matched, though, and you have to realize that there is the 10% local match of the $109,000. Again, I'll be back to you with what that long-term financing is going to look like, but more than likely, you know, some kind of a loan agreement that we'll work out with one of the local banks. And then that'll be incorporated into part of that debt fund that we have and paid off over the coming years. But this is all for the development of that South Corporate Center expansion project. So any questions?
There being none, I would entertain a motion to accept resolution 2025-8.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2025-8 as presented.
Motion by Rump. Second. Do I have a second? Bedke, second. Please indicate your vote.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries. Item 13.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is just a request for a motion by the board authorizing us to go ahead and proceed. Now, the agenda does say three invoices. This is another slight typo that was made. There's actually five invoices, and they're all part of this listing that's up here that we're requesting that the board go ahead and authorize us to go ahead and pay once the state has signed off on them. Again, there's a fairly lengthy process when we get a pay application that's has to be approved by the state, comes to us, we go ahead and submit it for payment. When those checks are cut each month, then the chairman signs off on those checks being authorized. We go ahead and send those out. Once we then provide proof back to the state that those checks have been cut, then they ultimately reimburse us that additional 90% that they're going to be reimbursing us. These happen to be five checks, some to the contractor, some to Olson for engineering work to complete all of the clearing and grubbing project. So we'll be completely final on that, both from the engineering perspective as well as the contractor perspective. And then the very last one that's up there, the estimate number one is for the grading and storm sewer. And the part of that's paying for is the ditch clearing. And so if you've noticed out there that all the trees are pretty much cut down, it's really looking nice. And that would be a great thing for us, I think, long term. We just have to maintain it kind of in that condition. So normally this would go through a little bit slower process, but as you can see, there's a lot of grants running right now. There's a lot of projects running. We want to try to get these completed as much as we can. And meeting just once a month, we'd like your pre-approval to go ahead and pay for these once we get the state to sign off on them. And then we'll go ahead and have our treasurer cut those checks and send them in before next month. They will show up then on the financial statements for next month, obviously, as the expenses normally would. So any question on these five payments?
To reiterate, these are all already approved. Everybody signed off on them already. We're expediting the payment on them so that we can get moving and get on down the road. Yeah. So I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve payment of invoices contingent upon NDOT approvals.
Okay. Bedke moves. Do I have a second?
Second.
Jones. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Motion carries.
And this one's not a resolution, doesn't even require a motion. This is just another public notice, kind of a courtesy. We've mentioned this the last month when we had another similar one. Every once in a while, I get a notice that's sent out by the FAA trying to just help members of the public and members involved in general aviation to kind of know about certain issues that are going on. I just felt like it's worthwhile to mention it each time then to you as board members to let you know that the document is out there. They're seeking input, and these might be issues that you're interested in providing feedback to them on. This is another elimination of another real lighting system, very similar to what we had last time at Fremont Airport. This one just happens to be at Tecama Airport. And again, even as I think Heather mentioned last month, they're in the process of removing these or potentially removing these when they're not owned by the local airport. Ours are owned by us. But if you're involved in general aviation, you may want to make your opinion known to the FAA regarding these lights. Any questions for me?
Okay.
Otherwise, again, it doesn't require any action.
Thank you, sir. Report, Skyworks.
Nothing really new to report, so.
Okay. Maintenance.
Nothing really to report other than I think Phil is finally happy. The motion lights on the SRE building are functioning.
So if you're out there sometime at night, go drive around or walk around the building, and they should pop on for you.
Okay.
The one that faces to the south towards the runway is on all night long.
And the north gate is working very well now.
Good.
Okay. Update on current construction projects.
Anything you wanted to share, or I don't have anything more specific, but
The obstruction removal project is done. All the closeout documents are in, and just to reiterate why those invoices, we wanted to expedite those. The sooner we can get your grant closed out for your obstruction removal project, we have leftover money in there because we didn't spend all of ours and the contractor was under on theirs. So we want to get that into the FAA, get that closed out, so then those funds can be used towards your next grants. So that's kind of why we wanted to expedite that. Contractor for the self expansion gave me an update last week that he's pushing off his start date to more mid-May instead of end of April. And I'll kind of keep you up to date on that. And the wetland delineation for that area that we're clearing the ditch, that's going to happen that first week of May. And then he'll be able to get in there and start doing some more work. So that timing will work out pretty well.
Good.
One quick question on the invoice regarding the ditch clearing for kind of the south area. That was done by the guy who was doing the other clearing. Did that reduce the scope of the next guy who's doing the grading for the south, or is there like a change order or something?
So
or?
We had put together a change order for him as part of the south expansion project for that ditch clearing.
Okay.
So you could include that in your state grant.
Okay.
So the one to the north is all the federal grant, so it was separated.
Oh, okay.
It does happen to be the same contractor.
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And so you're paying the first payment just because he dropped the trees, but we only paid a certain percentage because he still has to pull them out and burn them or haul them off site.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Airport manager report?
Nothing else, sir.
Nothing else.
No more resolutions.
Anything for the...
You can introduce one if you want. This is fun.
Anything for the good of the airport from the audience or anybody else on the board for that matter? There being none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Jones, second by Bedke. Please indicate your votes.
All members present voting aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.